Welcome to Real Well Radio, the intersection where bricks meets balance and entrepreneurs share their stories to success. I'm your host, Brian McNichol. And on this podcast, we dive into the stories of business owners who seamlessly blended the realms of real estate, wellness, and entrepreneurship. So whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur, a budding business owner, or someone simply passionate about the dynamic fusion of property and personal well-being, you're in the right place. Real Well Radio, where stories meet the well-lived journeys of those who dare to dream big. Welcome to another episode of Real Well Radio. I'm here with Denny Jurgelwitz.
Hey!
Premier Professional Cleaning Service. Thanks for coming, brother.
Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. I've known Denny a long time, and, you know, he just got into having his own business, so I wanted to have him on and, you know, get him a little promotion and do all that kind of stuff. But before we get into the nuts and bolts of the actual podcast, he's going to kind of bring us through how he started getting into starting your own business. Let's just start there.
Nice. I was in between jobs, and I took a job, entry-level position, carpet cleaning. And, you know, I was at a point in my life where I was just like trying to succeed and just trying to be the best version of myself. And I quickly like caught on to all the aspects of carpet cleaning. And then through the company, I just started just by like showing up and just doing my best. I started getting promotions and graduating to next level, you know, whatever that looked like. And then eventually I made it to the top of where I was operations manager for the company I was working for. And I did that for about 3 or 4 years. And it was really cool, you know, being in charge and trying to do the best for the company to help the company succeed. And, you know, and be a good manager, and as far as like taking care of the employees and, you know, making sure that I wanted to be the boss that I wanted, you know, in different jobs.
That's good. That's good stuff. Keep going.
Once I got to be operations manager and I felt comfortable with it, I then was just like, man, like I have been putting myself in position to run my own business. I have all the practice. I've done literally every single position in the company. So I was well versed in like all the duties and responsibilities. So then taking the leap of faith and going out on my own.
That's awesome, man. Like I love hearing stories like that. And, you know, I was just telling you that me and Eric were just talking about, you know, business owners, how important I think it is to know each job in the business that you're running. I don't know what your plans are as far as, you know, bringing employees on and stuff like that. But if you do grow to the point where you're not going on jobs anymore, it's really important to me, if you get a phone call, to know exactly what the fuck they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So that's really good stuff. I'm going to throw you a curveball here. I know that's exactly what you want to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you were just telling me about a rap group. Let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah. So when I was a teenager, you know, it was a beautiful time. I'm going to share how old I am by dating this, but hip hop was really big and growing, and me and my buddies, we started with just rapping for fun, and then it grew into something where we actually got a contract, and we made an album, right? And the reason why I was telling you this is because my only other time on camera, I didn't do so well, in the sense where we had to promote this album. We were on a TV show. It was a cable show, and I think Tiffany Williams was the host, and we had to perform live on stage at a TV studio, and we had the whole nine yards. We had backup dancers. They were 76er cheerleaders, right? All the lights. It was so hot from all the lights, and I was just a bundle of nerves, man. And yeah, so that was short-lived. And, you know, I decided not to pursue that as a career, but it was a great time. We had fun. We had so many experiences. And, yeah, and I'm glad that's now behind me.
So that's awesome. you know, you're a little bit older than me, I think, but, you know, Wu-Tang did raise us, and that's, you know, that's good stuff. But, you know, we were just talking, and you said you had this on VHS, and there are companies out there who will convert the VHS tapes so you can put this all over the internet.
Part of me is just like,
are you willing to make that commitment to everyone?
Part of me is like, I'm going to leave here and look into that, right? For the people, right? And part of me is like, we need to leave that exactly where it is on a VHS cassette tucked in one of my drawers, you know?
So I'm going to be bothering you about this for a long time. That's fucking amazing, dude. Oh, that just made my day. That's beautiful. All right, so let's get back into it. So part of this, you know, this is a podcast for entrepreneurship, you know, the daily grind, what we do, you know, as far as a wellness aspect goes. Everybody does something different, but what everybody seems to have in common who run successful businesses is they have habits and routines that they do on a daily basis, whether it's morning, noon, or night, you know, whatever, that put them in the right mindset to fulfill their obligations, you know. So could we do that a little bit with you? Like, what do you do on a daily basis?
Well, that's a great question. I'm 6 months in so as a new business, and I knew when I took the leap that I was number one ready to do the physical work right by myself, and then the mental aspect as far as like, you know, doing estimates, invoicing, all that stuff, I already had experience with. I knew I could do that. What I don't think I was ready for was the emotional part, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't get talked about much. Just because there's so many ups and downs with having your own business, right? And what I've learned up until this point, and it's only 6 months, but I've really, over the last 3 months, tackled mind, body, and spirit, right? Because if I'm going to be the best version of myself, right, as far as the work that I do, that's great. That's 90% of the job. But what I'm learning now is, I'm a business owner. I have to be in shape for that. Right. So as far as like, it's great that I know, and I do my trade very well, but, I don't have the experience as a business owner. So I need to gain these experiences, and I need to be able to handle all of the ups and downs. So when it comes to mind, body, and spirit, I'm real big on meditation, right? That's how I start my mornings. I need to clear my mind and basically get ready for the day. When it comes to the mental aspect, I knew that I was ready for the amount of, whether it's paperwork or office work, right? I knew I was ready for it. What I didn't know was how much was going to be entailed, right, on my end. So the mental aspect, basically just like the way we go to the gym to exercise our bodies, right, and to be in physical shape. For my mental my mental shape, I started reading again, which has been really cool so far. I've already read, and this is new. Like I said, it's only been a couple of months, but I'm on my second book, and I'm just like making sure that I'm in a training process, right? So I joined the gym. I'm back there, and awesome. Again, just tackling mind, body, and spirit. And
I have a shitload of audibles that I can, you know, send to you. That is just awesome for entrepreneurship. And for me, it's not even a matter of, it's a matter of, you know, digesting that stuff and subconsciously remembering it, because I couldn't regurgitate almost anything that I've, you know, yeah. And we're talking probably 50 books, you know, over the past couple of years, reading and listening to, but it makes a huge difference. Subconsciously, because you do get thrown curveballs, and there's nothing wrong with having a W-2 job, you know, showing up to work, doing your best and all that. But like you said, there's so much more that comes with it when you it ends with, begins and ends with you.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
So I know you're 6 months in, so this question isn't great for someone who's only 6 months in and owning their own business, but it sounds like you have learned quite a bit over the past 6 months. If you could hop in my time machine, I do have one, so we can do this.
Really?
Yes. If you could hop in that time machine and go 6 months back, what's one major thing that you would tell your past 6 months ago
self? Tell myself.
Tell your past 6 months ago self.
So here's the cool part of my answer, right?
You're already saying your part of your answer is cool.
Yes.
I'll be the one to judge it.
All right. That's fine. So when I knew that I was going to make, well, I played with the decision. It took me, it took me many months to take the leap of faith. Right. But I kept putting myself in position and I started getting around guys, that were business owners and that were doing this thing. Right. And I just, I was willing to listen and learn whatever they told me, right? I was going to process it, digest it. And if I could apply it to where I was going, then I was going to. And, so I think even though I did that beforehand, networking is huge. Having really good people around me, like not so far in the business sense, because I can't tell you anything about real estate. You can't tell me anything about my trade, right?
Right.
But when it comes to being like, you know, running a business and operating and the mistakes that we all make, right? And just like listening and like, so the only thing that I would do more of was get around even more people, because I got around a couple and they were really good guys who really, they encouraged me. They were very, they gave me a lot of information. And I just wish that I had more information and experiences before I actually went out. Right.
Yeah. I mean, the best time to do something was 6 months ago. Right. And we were just talking about this in the podcast I just shot prior to that, is trying to be the dumbest person in every room that you're in, you know. That's always good to try to learn. And also, you know, as you move along, you know, trying to be in a position where you're able to add value as well. You know, I mean, you know, this is not always about taking, but at some point you just have nothing to give until, you know, you get enough to be able to give some back.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good stuff. So because you're so new, this is kind of a new question. I don't ask this a lot, but I probably should. Give me, and you might not have it, but what is fucking make it up right now if you don't have it in your head already.
Let's go.
Because I'm bad. I've been doing this a while, and I'm bad with big picture goal setting. But give me your 1, 3, and 5 year goal.
It's a great question, and I'm ready for it. So we already have things, wheels in motion of where we're going. So right now, We cover carpet cleaning and upholstery cleaning. We do HVAC duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, tile and grout cleaning, right? And that's all operating out of the same truck, right? And on May 1st, we're opening up a division for water damage restoration. And so that is, the certifications have been, we've been working on them and we'll be officially certified at the end of April.
That's awesome.
And so that's going to be another, just like I said, a division, of the company. And then what's really cool for me, and it might not be cool for you, right? But like, I love being, let's say an expert in my trade, right? So at the end of the year in November, I scheduled a class, and it's for dyeing carpet, right? And a lot. So what I wanted to do when I went out on my own is I wanted to offer services that not, because every carpet cleaning company offers the same stuff.
Right.
You go on their website, it's the same list of stuff, right? I wanted to offer different services, both residential and commercial. So basically I can like stand out, right?
Yeah.
And you know, be able
to differentiate yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Be able to offer services where other companies don't, you know.
So I never knew that was a thing. Dyeing carpet.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a specific length of carpet, or can it?
So there's so many different variables to that. But here's the thing: a lot of carpet cleaning companies, and I've done this in the past. There's like some stains that just won't come out, right?
Yeah.
But when you're able to dye carpet, if it's like, you know, good carpet and the people, you know, don't want to, you know, replace the carpet, there's different processes where you could actually bleach the stain, right? And then re-dye it to the color to match, right? Okay. So I want to be, eventually at some point, I want to be the guy in the area that says there's no stain that I can't get out, right? And that's that would awesome. Be another level of difference.
You're talking about a specific spot on the carpet, not the entire thing.
No, well, yes. So, for instance, in a commercial property, let's say a really nice hotel,
yeah.
right? They do maintenance, they upkeep on their carpet, but the staircase, because of the high impact traffic and, you know, going yeah. up and down, that section, just the staircase, is all beat up. Right. And, you know, they're cleaning it, but it's not coming up nice. Right. Right. And it's a nice hotel. So they want it to look good. There's processes where you can re-dye the entire staircase. Right. And mm. have it match the carpet at the bottom and the top of the stairs.
That's awesome. And having a, you know, differentiator like that. Am I saying that word right? Differentiator?
Well, I know what you mean. So, I mean, it's close enough.
But no, that's awesome, man. So that sounds like. 1 year, coming up on the third year. What about the 5 year? Like, you look at like having it, is the goal to eventually like not be on jobs?
So, yes,
it's a little bit of letting go. We have trouble doing that, but
yes and no, yeah. right? So the 5 year goal is, and it's just like I really enjoy what I do, right? But I'm getting older, right? I grew up when hip hop came out, so I'm 45 years old, and so my body's not going to be able to do a lot of the stuff that, you know, our business does. But when it comes to other stuff, I would love to, like, when I'm not going to be actually doing the actual work, like, I still want to be involved. I want to provide a service to my customers, and I want to be able to build a reputation. And then maintain that reputation, right?
Right?
So my goal, my focus maybe in like 5 years would be like quality control, right? Where I have a couple of trucks on it. I don't want to grow and just be, you know, some watered down company that, you know, is just too big to actually keep an eye on.
Right.
But I'm looking forward. The 5 year goal is to have some employees have a couple of different trucks offering a couple of different services out on the road. I want to be able to, it's the same thing. When I entered as an entry level position, I wanted to work and I wanted to provide for my family. I had full custody of my kids. I was sending them to Catholic high school, both of them. So the financial aspect was important as well. I want to be a successful enough company where, like, I can provide for my employees, right?
Right.
Where they're living a good life, right? And so, you know, being able to do that is a goal of mine, right? So, of course, like, yeah, I'm going to reap the benefits of the company growing, but it is really a goal of mine, right? And it's a fire inside to be able to be that guy that can, you know, help provide lives for others.
That's awesome. And you should reap the benefits because you're the one taking the risk, you know, and that's awesome. So, this is like my favorite question that I ask, and I ask it to everyone because I have a really hard time, you know, pat myself on the back whenever I achieve something. It's like I should have already had been done that, whatever. So, like, what's one thing? And you can't use starting the business mm-hmm. as the answer, but like, what's one thing like you're really proud of yourself for?
Mm. That is hard because I'm in a constant state of critiquing myself and seeing what area that I need to do better in. Right. I'm really good at that. And but when it comes to being like, hey, man, like patting yourself on the back or telling myself that I'm doing a good job, it's not easy. But I'll tell you this. I am proud of, like, I didn't get into this just to be another company, another carpet cleaner, right? I got into this because I want to be the carpet cleaner, right? So I'm proud of myself that I'm shooting for the top, right? I'm not comfortable with settling. And it's not so much where like I want to be known as the best, but I want to be able to give that positive affirmation in maybe, you know, 5 years that like, hey man, you're running a great company, and maybe even tell myself that like, even if the general public or anything doesn't, you know, doesn't feel that way, that I feel that, that I'm the best, business, that's out there in the area.
Having that mindset 6 months in, is amazing. Like most people would be happy with just being able to pay their bills. Right. And you know, that's a great answer to that question. We're going to start winding this down. Before we get to the last and most important question, I want you to tell everybody how to reach you, how to find you on social media, you know, all that stuff.
Awesome. Well, the number is 267-738-4268. On Facebook, we have a business page, and it's Premier Professional Cleaning Service. Our website is being built at the moment, so I can't give that info. But all that will be uploaded to the business page, so you can find us on Facebook.
You heard it from him first. If you could have a superpower, this is the important question. If you could have one superpower that you've seen in a comic, in a movie, in anything like that, what would it be?
Well, first, let me say this. My favorite superhero is Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy's blind, right? And he overcomes like such a hard disability, right? And isn't just like trudging through life. Like this guy, he uses everything else that he has to be able to help the world, right? And so that's why he's my favorite, right? There's a lot of cooler ones, you know, but like that's my favorite. And for me, if I had a superpower, man, the coolest superpower out of any of the superheroes is Wolverine being able to heal himself. For this reason, by him being able to heal himself, he can continue being right the good in the world. Right, he can continue to help people. Right, so like. I don't want to stop. The wish of mine is I could continue helping people, you know, building the business. And like I said, with the whole, like growing the employees and making it, like a family business with employees. Right. And the superpower, if I could continue to do that and continue to grow, well, how cool would that be? Right. But time's going to get me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, That's an amazing answer, and everybody always struggles and with answering that question. All right, brother, I really appreciate you coming on.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. And I got you a shirt. And I've given one to everyone who's supported me in when it was, whether it was going out on my own.
Look at the green screen.
Yeah. 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 It's there. It's matching perfect. But, yeah, everyone who supported me or encouraged me and, you know, you've used my company, and just been supportive. And, I just want to thank you for that.
Cause no, I appreciate it. Not a problem at all, brother. Like, subscribe, share, reach out to him for any cleaning services you might need. See you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in to another inspiring episode of Real Well Radio. We hope you've gained valuable insights and a fresh perspective on how the worlds of real estate, wellness, and entrepreneurship intersect. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, leave a review, and share with your colleagues and friends. Your feedback is the cornerstone of our community, and it helps us to continue to bring you remarkable stories from the realm of business and well-being. Have a great day. We want to thank our sponsor, the Guido and McNichol team at Keller Williams Real Estate, for sponsoring this show. We are licensed in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and here for all your real estate needs.